If you browse grocery store aisles and take time to notice the single-use plastic, one aisle that always stands out is the bread aisle. Every single bread product seems to come in a plastic bag. Now, while you can recycle that bag at your local store drop-off, it's better just to avoid it altogether. You'll be reducing plastic waste, taking another step towards low-waste living, plus you don't have to remember to take the bag back to the store. Last year, to avoid the plastic bread bags, my husband and I learned how to bake bread. We both have our preferences. He, who loves to cook, makes a beautifully delicious sourdough loaf from a starter originating in 1965. Put some butter on a warm slice and there is nothing better. I, the lazy cook, make an easy French loaf in our bread machine. Ditching the plastic bread bag can come in several forms. Sometimes you can purchase bread from a bakery and just decline the plastic bag. You can also find bread in paper bags, though I've only found baguettes packaged this way. But since almost every loaf of bread is packaged in plastic, I have found making our own bread to be the easiest and tastiest way to be plastic free. Like many people, we had a bread machine sitting around in our cabinets, pretty much unused. I tried a few recipes and found the easiest one that turns out well. All it takes is water, bread flour, salt, and yeast. Because I had the sense that the process of loading the machine seemed really fast, I timed myself one morning before work. It only took me 3 minutes and 57 seconds. That's under 4 minutes to make bread. Put the ingredients in, push the button, come home from work to a loaf of freshly baked bread. That takes less time than standing in the checkout line. Plus, your house smells really good. You can branch out to make pizza dough, cinnamon rolls, easy hamburger buns, and even tortillas. All easy to make, all plastic free. To store homemade bread, I recommend letting it cool, wrapping it in a clean dish towel. We store ours in a bread box, which is sealed but still allows some ventilation. The bread stays fresh for about a week. So while we have more time at home, we are making some delicious bread the slow way. Well, my husband is. When the pace of life quickens once again, I'll go back to my 4-minute bread machine routine. Any way you do it, avoiding the plastic bread bag is another delicious and surprisingly easy way to live with less plastic.